You are tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Heartland Theater in Normal presents Sons of the Prophet by Stephen Karam, opening February 9th and running through the 25th at the theater at 1 Normal Plaza. It's the story of a family legend and how it can possibly raise that family out of misery. It's directed by John Ficca, who says this is a fascinating play that delves into the indiscriminate nature of misfortune and still keeps its sense of humor intact. Currently in rehearsals, Ficca says that the play presents interesting challenges in staging for himself, the actors, and the designers.
The language is very convoluted. It is multi-scened and multi-locations within each scene. And you know Heartland Theater.
It's very tiny.
And you know that it is not a big space. It's a lovely, intimate place.
Well, how do you solve a problem like that with your set design? Do you use projections or just leave it up to the imagination of the audience?
John Stark came up with an idea of putting it within the framework of a house because it does deal with the family. And do you know, Cahil Gibran, of course, the prophet.
The author of The Prophet, which is probably one of the best-selling books out there.
That's right. 73 different printings.
And these two young men who are the main characters of Sons of the Prophet may well be related and maybe want to cash in on that.
Well, they are definitely related by virtue of their great-grandfathers or whatever, very distantly. And there is a woman, of course, who is a promoter and wants to make a book about the family. And that is the central driving force of it. It's an interesting play from the comic standpoint. It's billed as the greatest comedy you'll ever see about pain.
About pain? Okay, what's the pain we're dealing with in this show?
Everything. You're dealing with physical pain, and you're dealing with emotional pain, you're dealing with suicide, you're dealing with desires, but all in a comic vein. It's rather harsh comedy at times.
Black comedy?
Black, yes. But then there is a convolution in terms of the scenic structure, and within the scenes there are a myriad number of locations. And
this play is really hopping.
Yeah, it hops. And then there is the added feature, I should say. I shouldn't say problem because this is the way he wrote it. There is the interjected, overlapping dialogue, which leads to four people speaking at the same time any number of times. And that is very difficult to memorize.
And to direct, I would imagine.
Yes. But fun and challenging. That's the whole idea, that it is challenging and it's fun to do.
Does the playwright, is he trying to find meaning and purpose of suffering in Sons of the Prophet?
I think so. I mean, you know, the idea that suffering never ends, but if, as one of the characters puts it, if you don't let go of it, it's like quicksand, you sink into it. And you are gone. He works at it and has a terrific ear for dialogue. As he structures it, as I say, it's convoluted and it's multi-structured.
So it's very demanding for the players in this show. How are you helping them with that?
Well, right now I'm just drilling them on, as of tonight, for example, we're going to go into what I call moment-to-moment subjective analysis of the moment in each scene.
So you break each scene down by moment by moment by moment.
That's right.
Wow.
You start it and you question what's happening and how it's happening and how it relates to one or the other. That's what I do. That's the director's job.
What do you think the audience is going to be taking away from Sons of the Prophet?
What I hope they will get out of it, and that is that they will see that even life's dreariest moments and most challenging moments can be mitigated by a sense of humor, by an ironic touch, by a willingness to face what is and needs to be faceable.
That's director John Ficca. Sons of the Prophet opens February 9th and runs through the 25th at Heartland Theater in Normal. I'm Laura Kennedy.